Hey guys, welcome back to this week's episode. Hope you all are enjoying your week. I certainly am. It's summer vacation for me, so I'm enjoying the summer vacation before I have to, I guess, you know. But anyway, I have summer classes. I gotta get homework done. But I couldn't not record an episode. Anyway, but yeah, I hope you're having a good week. I hope you checked out last week's episode. Y'all know. Two weeks ago, I did an episode called Health and Wealth. Yes. And it was all about the prosperity gospel and the dangers of that and the mischief of that. And then combating it with God's word. Y'all know this whole entire season has all been about mistruths and guiding it with or combating it with God's truth and kicking those mischiefs out the door and learning what the actual truth is, the biblical truth of what it is. This intro is too long. So join me in today's episode and grab your Bible, grab your pens. You already know. If you're new, welcome. If you are an oldie, what's up? Welcome back. So let's dive in. Okay, so y'all know that we've been about mistruths this whole season, which I've been loving. I hope you all have been enjoying it. I definitely have. Today, we're going to talk about the Jesus Loves You theology. Now, not the brands, although the brand is awesome. You've probably had some things from the brand. We're not here to hate on the brand. But this phrase that we love to use in the Christian realm as some type of like, I don't know, like, I think of it like throwing flyers, just like, oh, Jesus loves you, and you just walk away. That type of thing. And so it's used a lot in Christian circles. I didn't hear it a lot until I became a Christian. And I even said this sometimes. And it's often used into trying to convey the gospel to someone, or it's just used, but I've seen it a lot when it comes to preaching and evangelism, and the idea of this phrase is supposed to lift. It's supposed to remind you of the truth. It's supposed to do what it is supposed to do. Jesus loves you. It's like, okay, yes, yeah. And I don't want to disclaim that there's nothing ultimately wrong with the statement. It just sometimes can be very without substance. And so that's what I'm going to talk about today. But yeah, that's really, it's just a phrase a lot of us Christians love to use in songs, when we're talking, when we're evangelizing, when we're preaching, when we're teaching, all of those things. And let's examine and let's evaluate what this is. And so three things is, does it have some truth? Yes, it does have truth. It says Jesus loves you, which is true. He does love us. And who is it pointing to? Obviously Jesus. It's pointing to him. And it's that. Is it the full gospel, or can I get the gospel from this? No. I don't think you can get the gospel from this one-liner. I think it's a great way to navigate into it, but a lot of times where I see this abused is when we just use it, we say it, and we leave, and not actually evangelize and disciple that person that we're saying this to. Because like I said, you know, you could tell this one, like I said, but demons know who Jesus is. They would know this, right? People that don't believe in Jesus would take this and go, okay, great. Like, I don't believe in, okay, great, he loves me. There's no substance sometimes when we say this, and we say it as just like in the air without any meaning, and we just move on with our day. And I actually preached on this in my class about this, the Great Commission and the Great Command, and what it actually entails. It's not just Jesus loves you and we move on to the next person or the next thing. Because that's not really discipling. That's not really discipling, and that's not really evangelism. That's not really spreading the gospel. If we're going to be about the gospel, we need to share the full gospel, not just part of it or just this cute phrase that we say to get people to just, I don't know, fall for it. I don't know. And so that's what can be dangerous in the wrong and the mistruth. And part of this is this, the openness of it. It kind of just doesn't really go anywhere deep. For me, I'm gonna be like, okay, why does he love me? Why are you saying that? Like, these questions I ask, and I'm like, you just walk away and say this, like, that doesn't mean anything. And yes, it could start a conversation, and that's great, and that's what we want. We want to tell people about the Word of God and the gospel, but I don't think this fully shares it. It only shares not even half of the gospel. And the gospel is not just Jesus loves you. There's a whole story before Jesus even comes where salvation and all of that enter. And so I don't think so. I think there is truth, and I think it's pointing to Jesus, obviously, but is the gospel in it? I don't think so. I think it's just a fun phrase that we love to say, and we don't really talk, you know, just something we say, right? Like, God bless you. Like, we always, it's just something we say, but it doesn't really, I don't think this thing could, doesn't have any gospel in it. And so I said theology, because a lot of people will say this a lot and use this as a term to evangelize. And it literally cringes me when people say this, because they just say that and they walk away like that's it. And I'm like, no, that's not it. There's so much more to the gospel than this. And this is very important, yes. But before that, there's so much. And I think they get it from John. I think it's First John where it says, God so loved the world. Yes, that's great. But let's add some substance. Let's add some other things, because we need to get people to realize their sin and realize their nature. And with this, you're not realizing it. You're just like, oh, someone loves me, that's great. But realizing, okay, before, why do we need salvation? That's the whole purpose, is like telling them about Jesus and the salvation story and all of that things. And so I'm gonna go into some things. What is wrong with it? Like I said before, it's very shallow message. Like I said, it's a one-liner, and people love to use it. It's very easy, especially if you're evangelizing and you don't really know what to say. You just say this because everyone's taught you that, and everyone said, oh, just say that because that's going to get people. But reality, it doesn't. They just keep moving on, keep struggling, keep living in sin, and you just keep saying Jesus loves you. So I don't think that brings anything. No real hope, or no real nothing. Maybe for someone who's lost their way and thinks that Jesus doesn't love them, but for an everyday person, this is just an empty statement. It's only part of the gospel. Like I said, it's really just part of it. If we look at the Great Great Commission, there's steps and there's order that Jesus wants when it comes to evangelizing, baptizing, teaching them all that I have taught you. And he's talking to his disciples, but we are his disciples in today's term. So all that he's taught us in his word, we teach. I don't know why I'm breathing so hard. Sorry, y'all. It's only part of the gospel. It's like very snippet part of the gospel. It's like sum it up, and it's like, wait, where's the whole gospel? We have this beautiful thing called the gospel that we get to share with people, and that's all you have to say, really. So I try not to use this ever, because it really tickles me. But anyway, lazy attempt at the gospel. I think, like I said, this is just an easy one-liner that you can say to someone because you don't know how to evangelize, or you don't read your word, or you're trickled into it, or your pastor always says it, or someone always says it, so you're like, never mind, I'm just going to say it because every Christian says it. I'm going to say it because this is evangelizing. But it's just surface level. I don't think it's going anywhere deep. The world, people need to know why they need Jesus, right? Not, you know, yes, it loves him, but why? Why do they need Jesus in their lives? And so I think it's just a lazy attempt. I think if you try to use this to evangelize, you won't get very far. You might get people that, you know, might get stops, might get sternals, maybe, but I think going a little bit deeper in it. And I think because it's a hip statement, I think because it's like a hippie kind of statement, like Jesus loves you, and it's like this hip statement instead of like sharing the whole gospel. But the gospel is not boring or outdated. It is very much dated, and it's very much needed in our today's times, and it's the most, I don't know, swag thing in the world. So that's what that, and this most likely won't lead to Christ. That's another thing. I don't think this, again, I don't think so. Maybe someone who fell away, maybe someone who struggles with this, maybe, but like to an atheist or someone who just, I don't know, just lives their life on the edge or something, they just keep going. And so we want to win souls, and doing that, sharing the gospel and sharing, and not winning souls in a charismatic way, but in a like godly, biblical, like, here's the word of God, here's the gospel, let me teach you about my God. Let me tell you about Jesus. Let me tell you what he's done and for me, but also what he's done, what he can do for you. And so that's kind of what we want to do. We don't want to just say this one-liner and then keep going. And that person has missed out on eternity because of your lack of knowledge and your inability to share the gospel and just saying a one-liner to be cool on Instagram or whatever. And so I'm not trying to come at you. I'm not trying to be rude or nasty or just like, yeah, point fingers. I'm really trying to be in that process of saying yes and not just leaving them there. That's another thing too. But I hope that this episode brought clarity, brought something new. Excuse me. Something fresh, something that we all need to work on. Honestly, we really do. We all have flaws. We all need to work on things. We're not perfect. But I hope that this brought some clarity and some truth to your life. Maybe you got debunked some things that you were doing before, and now you're gonna really look at what the gospel is. So my prayer for you is that you would really know what the gospel is and know what it is and know how to teach it and not just say this one liner and keep moving, but to sit there with that person, remain there and teach them the word. And if they don't want it, pray for them, you know? But yeah, so let me pray. Lord, thank you so much for today. Thank you so much for your words through me. Lord, I pray that each heart and mind is forever shifted and changed because of your word. Lord, may we go and teach your word and not just part of it or fancy one-liner we love to say, but something that will meet, will have substance and have meaning in someone's life and really bring them to you. So help us, Lord, to do that in any way, fashion, or form. And would you guide us and lead us into the weeks following in Jesus' name. Amen.